Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The plan to link four Southeast Michigan counties with one regional transit system failed last November at the ballot box, rejected by some 18,000 votes. And that has the Regional Transit Authority of Southeast Michigan looking for ways to make the plan more appealing to more voters. One approach being talked about, trimming the size of the proposed area. With us now is Megan Owens, Executive Director of Transportation Riders United. Megan, why do you think the regional transit plan failed last November? What went wrong?
Well, it was actually extraordinarily close. And given that this four-county region of not only Detroit and Wayne County, Oakland, Macomb, but also Washtenaw County, this region has never before been asked if they're willing to fund to pay for public transit as a whole. And so the fact that 894,000 people were, in fact, willing to make that investment was, in fact, a great positive step. The challenge was slightly more said no. So you're right, there's definitely some more work to be done, both in making sure the plan really fits what each community needs, but also helping people who haven't had a lot of experience with transit to learn more about how it can benefit them, their lives, and their communities.
So the plan and the messaging both need work.
Exactly. The reality is it's been more than 60 years since we've had a robust public transit system in this region, and so a large number of voters have never really experienced transit or a well-connected transit system. They may use it when they go to New York or D.C. or Chicago, but they can't quite picture it here. So we at Transportation Riders United are going to be taking on an effort to reach out and have more conversations across the region to help people realize, even if you don't personally use transit, here's how your community, your family, your neighbors, and your life can be better off. But you're right, the RTA is also looking at some ways that they could modify the transit plan of what they're offering or modify the region of who should be a part of this.
Yeah, so we're hearing that they're looking at a smaller region. And what do you think about that?
I think it's at least worth considering. There have been a lot of areas around the country that the first time they've asked their voters to make a major investment in public transit, voters have been a little shy, not as excited to do that, especially because when you get way out in some of the rural or exurban areas, it's both very hard to provide transit out there, and to some extent people have made choices that they prefer a more rural area. They acknowledge and accept that they need to drive everywhere they want to go. And so maybe some of the far western parts of Washtenaw County, the far northern parts of Oakland and Macomb, where actually the largest numbers of people voted no, maybe those parts don't need to be part of the region. Still, a vast majority of Southeast Michigan could be connected, going everywhere from Mount Clemens and Pontiac out to Novi, Ann Arbor, and down to the airport and downriver. You could still connect a very large portion of the population in the region and just not stretch so far to reach the entire part of the area. A lot of things need to be evaluated as to how to make that happen quickly, because we really do want to try to get back on the ballot in next November of 2018. But it's certainly worth exploring and has gotten a lot of positive feedback so far.
As you think about the politics behind shrinking that footprint and the need for support from county executives and Detroit's mayor, that's important. And as we know, Oakland County's Al Brooks Patterson and Macomb County's Mark Hackle were not on board last time. And as you say, there's where the no votes came from.
Yeah, there were a lot more of the no votes in those areas, Wayne and Washtenaw counties, both their political leaders and elected officials, as well as a majority of the voters, did in fact support this. So there is additional talk as should Wayne and Washtenaw counties move forward on their own. If Oakland and Macomb don't want to get on board, at least we can start making some progress connecting people across the two counties to the airport, to each other, et cetera. But I think most people agree that it would be great to be able to include the southern parts of Oakland and Macomb County, where there is certainly a lot of people, a lot of jobs, a lot of destinations. The Oakland County leadership have expressed great interest in this idea of shrinking the footprint. Their biggest concern last year was what the areas in the far northern communities would be receiving beyond some senior and disability shuttles to ensure people could get to doctors' appointments, et cetera, there wasn't a lot of direct service. So he has expressed a lot of interest in this idea of sure, if Southern Oakland County wants to be a part of this and wants to vote to invest in transit without making the northern parts pay, the Oakland County leadership has expressed a lot more interest in that possibility.
And what are we hearing from Mark Hackle in Macomb County?
We have not heard a whole lot there yet.
To be determined.
Yeah, there, I should say, I'm obviously not in on the conversations
right.
between the executives. So they are. The good thing is they are actively talking, and we applaud that with the leadership of Wayne County Executive Warren Evans, the Big Four in Washtenaw County. They are talking about how to move this forward, because the reality is the needs for public transit have not gone away. There are still tens of thousands of people struggling to get to jobs, struggling to get to job training and educational programs, struggling to basically live a vibrant life if they can't drive. And so it's still vitally important and urgent that this transit crisis be addressed. So we applaud any effort to move that forward.
Megan Owens, Executive Director of Transportation Riders United. Megan, thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.